Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to be talking about how this whole anti-Semitism bill, this hate crime bill, this special categorization that they're getting right now, friends, I want to tell you, and it's not that most people think they don't. That's why I'm here to tell you, because you don't think that the powers that are tolerated do what they do because you don't think. That's why you have guys like here at the appointee of the Most High God to get you to think, because this is all aimed at the Christian church. Okay, and I'm going to take you through today, and I'm going to highlight all of this stuff that's going on, all in unison. And I do want to say this real quick, and then I'm going to make a couple other points here. You know, we were listening to the break just a moment ago, right? We were listening to them tee it up. The last 3 days, we've heard Chuck Schumer say the exact same thing. This whole narrative is all bought and paid for by the corporations that are unified with corruption in government, this alliance, folks, in this fascist state, Isaiah 28, verse 18, to stifle free speech. We've talked about this a million times, but let me go fast forward. Isn't it interesting how all of these groups of people, you know, Black Lives Matters, Antifa, Muslims, they're all decrying victim status, yet they're attacking. Now we have something called anti-Semitic laws, so on and so forth. And it's interesting, we're finding that they don't have the shield either. They're not protecting themselves. In fact, they're on the attack in a big way. But isn't it interesting how they all have these special categories, these special rights? I mean, as if to suggest the laws are not already in place protecting them as well as us. And it's not like over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, anybody's advocating for violence. It's not like anybody over here is advocating for anybody to attack anybody, because we all understand over here that all crime is motivated by hate and laws are already in the place to protect people, regardless of who they are as far as race, color, ethnicity, so on and so forth, their religion. Who's making a big deal out of this more than the government is and the mainstream media? Nobody is. At the end of the day, what's it all aimed at? At the church. So they cry victim status, okay, over there in Israel, right? And again, nobody knows what's going on over there except those that are in Israel right now. They're crying victim status, but our said politicians over here are creating laws to tell us to shut our mouths in America. How does this make sense? It makes perfect sense, because what it comes down to is, if you want to find out who means to rule over you, find out who means to try to suppress you and censor you and silence you. That's where America is at today. But one question, just a common sense question to all of this. So we see all of these groups declaiming or proclaiming that they're victims of somebody or something. God only knows, because we don't, because we never see these people do these things. And I'm the guy that's across the country every single month in a different spot in a different state throughout the United States. And I'm not seeing any of the stuff that they're promulgating through the media concerning their propaganda narrative as to how one group of people are under attack more than the other. It's not there. And regardless if it was there or not, we still have laws in place to put a stop to it. Okay? Why isn't the church getting a special category? Because during the break, I was just listening to that, and for my social media platform friends, you probably heard me say, interesting. Well, it is interesting, isn't it? Because if you look up at firstliberty.org, it's interesting that there's a new report of record high hostility and violence against churches in America. Folks, are you paying attention to what's going on here? There's a new report, firstliberty.org, that is reporting that there's a record high hostility and violence against churches in America. How come we didn't hear any politician talk about that? How come there's no special category for the church? Because we all know, folks, what this is aimed at. You've got to be blind and you've got to be deaf, Jeremiah 5:21, to see what's already in play, or to not see or to not hear as to what's already in play. Who's under attack? Everybody, folks, the church, but everybody else is getting special categories and protecting them from what? These attackers that nobody can find. And it's pretty crazy. I just highlighted the fact that you have a record high hostility and violence against churches in America, but I don't see any special category. Matter of fact, I don't see anybody even talking about it concerning the politicians that are all at once and in unison attacking what? Scripture. I'm just here to tell everybody this, and you can listen to me carefully. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature that conquers all that oppose it. I'm telling all of the bad guys and all of the said professed Christians in America that are promoting their own demise that when you begin to attack the Christian church in any sense of the word, that is your end. That is the end of you. Because God will not tolerate that. That is a blood-bought document, and it's not to be tampered with. And that's what I'm going to get to in just a couple moments here. And I am going to get it, folks. But again, I'm just proposing the question, where's the special category for the Christian churches, friends? And at the end of the day, what do we see? We see it's aimed at the Christian churches, don't we? Yeah. And here's another food for thought, folks, isn't it also interesting that we already see censorship in play by big tech companies over the last how many years in this country? How many of those big bad politicians like Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan and Jason Chaffetz and Tom Cotton, where have all those hearings brought us? Where's the justice that guards our liberties? It's nowhere to be found. Why? Because they're in this together, friends. And I wish people would wake up to see that that's exactly what is in fact happening. If they're not standing against it, it means that they're simply guilty of it. And is that not what we're seeing today? Absolutely. In more ways than you know, friends. I want to show you this really quick, and then I'm going to guide you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back on the other side of this, and we're going to begin to break this down, folks, but don't make any mistake about what I'm highlighting here. All these bills, these anti-Semitic bills, they're being created to what? Zero in on Christians. It's exactly what is happening. If you look at the players, friends, you're going to understand that they're the devils that Scripture warns us of in 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Before we go forward here, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, I just want to kind of give you a little bit of a highlight here, because I get people constantly that email me, they text me, they don't have the courage to get up on the radio, and that's why we have the radio lines open, folks, 1-866-582-9933. Instead of actually doing what they should do and talking to me about it, what they do is they hear what they want to hear. They hear what they want to hear me say as well. And because it's not what they want me to be talking about, they, in fact, they extract from my conversation what it is that they wanted to hear. And then they say, well, look what you overlooked. You didn't talk about this. You didn't make this point. Well, guess what, guys? That wasn't the point that I was making. Concerning this whole anti-Semitism that's going on here, I'm telling you, it's all pre-planned, and it's all another aim and assault on the Church of America. That's what I'm telling you. And I am telling you to make distinction as to who you support and who you don't support according to Scripture. End of story. Nothing more and nothing less. If you wanted to have another conversation, that's why the lines are open. You can go ahead and add to the conversation. You can take away from the conversation. You can contend for the faith. Whatever the case might be, 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to make that clear, friends, because people don't think, and that's, again, why we're here, and I want to help us process in that thinking process as we go forward concerning the issues that matter the most, or at least what's on my heart, okay? Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Okay, so let me go back to this. I'm talking right now. As a matter of fact, I started the show off with asking the question, why isn't there any special categories for the church? And why is the church at their end aim? And I'm telling the bad guys one more time, that's going to be the last aim that you take. You can rest assured. And that's all you have to do is look to history to understand the response that you're going to get from heaven if you touch the Lord's anointed or you begin to misconstrue scripture, which is found in chapter 22 of Revelation. I'll get to that in a moment as well. How come there's no special category for the Christian churches? Because I'm telling you, this is what it's aimed at. It's absolutely aimed at that. Matter of fact, and I'm not siding with Taylor Greene. People need to understand that she's controlled opposition just like anybody else is. She was the one. These are your marching orders. Go out there and say this. We're going to have all the cameras there for you. And then you're going to be the opposition here. You're going to be the one to call it out for what it is. We're not going to give you much airtime, but we're going to put it in there so at least the people know that we told them. Okay? See, again, Americans, listen, I'm going to slow my roll for a moment. When I say the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves, this is what Vladimir Lenin said. It's exactly what's going on. It's exactly what's being played out right now concerning this whole anti-Semitic hate crime bill. Folks, they did it for the Sodomites, they're doing it for the Muslims, they're doing it for any other group where there's 5 or 10 people involved or a real small percentage, and they're trying to give them special rights. Why? Because they're being used as a political battering ram to upend who we are. It's aimed at our Christian heritage. It's aimed at the Constitution. Because if you look at it for what it is, friends, we are the stumbling block. We are the rock of offense to this global order. And if you don't believe me, just go ahead and ask Mr. Soros. He's the one that said it. One more point. Both the Democratic and the Republican Party and all the other 99 unconstitutional parties, they're all null and void. It's there to bring forth confusion. It's there to divide the people, Mark 3:25. A house divided against itself will not stand. It will fall that way. That's what it's designed to do. But what I want to say concerning what you have known and you have been taught by the lying mockingbird media under the dictates of the CIA on a global basis or a worldwide basis, they own and operate both. They own and operate through both party systems. Okay, both sides work for the same people. When I say they're two wings to the same bird, that's what they are. So what happens is they create a crisis. That's what all of this is. It's a created crisis. If you remember right, friends, the other day I had highlighted the fact that this is all pre-planned. Alpha News just came out 2 days ago, and they said that, this is what they called them, left-wing groups, activists, reportedly trained anti-Israel protesters for months. It's all pre-planned. Americans, do you want me to say this again? It's all pre-planned. And it is pre-planned. And the fact of the matter is, I also highlighted the fact right here on social media platforms where George Soros is paying activists to head up campus protests. Okay? They control both parties. They act like they're at war with each other when in fact they're not. They're at war with the people they're supposed to serve. What are you talking about? Well, if you look at this, they call the left as the ones that are responsible for actually raising up these left-wing groups to protest Israel, right? And what's interesting is there's Donald Trump, you know, the leader of the coup concerning January 6th, the only guy that's not in jail, while 1,200 other patriots that went there to support him are in jail. People haven't figured that one out yet. But here's Donald Trump leading up what? A death sentence for anti-Semitism. And if you think all the way through that, friends, what are they doing? If you dare speak out against Israel, and I'm not talking about the Israel of God, folks. What I'm talking about is making distinction the way that Jesus told us to make distinction. Revelation 3:9, Romans 12:28, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. John 8 as well. We're to make distinction. Well, they're not teaching you to make distinction. They're just giving you a broad brush stroke and saying support Israel, because if you don't, you're a hater. As a matter of fact, what this will be pushed to is they'll blame you for the crimes that they're guilty of. And just forget about it when they're saying for you to blindly rally behind the Israel that they're promoting right now. Don't worry about the fact that they're Zionists. Don't worry about the fact that they're feeding on the book of men's commandments that make void the commandments of God. No, they want you to believe that that is God's Israel when in fact it is not. If you look at Netanyahu for himself, look at the protest. I showed you just the other day the protest of the people in his own country. Remember, this is the guy that they impeached 2 years ago for what? Trying to commit a genocide on his own people, okay, through the pandemic. 75% of the Israelis there said no to Netanyahu, and they called it a genocide under Netanyahu. This is what they want you to support. And when you have everybody going the same direction, friends, you probably better ask yourself, what's going on here? But again, my point, you have what they call the right and you have the left that are working hand in glove together. Politics and pro wrestling are identical, said Jesse Ventura. It's exactly what's being played out here. And who are they attacking? They're attacking the people's rights. And speaking of which, why are they further trying to solidify the illegalities of them attacking our First Amendment rights? Because they know that the real Christians are the only ones that are going to do that, and they just can't have it, or so they think. Hey, folks, if you're going to sit back and allow the bad guys to continuously turn the lights out concerning what's going on in society, I can tell you right now, you're going to be pushed back to the dark ages. And if you're going to keep giving your allegiance over to men in the place of Christ, you're going to reap the curse that you so deservedly, that you will get, and that deservedly. Friends, we are in some serious times now. This isn't a game. And you have other people that are put into place that they're sold to the American people as what? They're being sold to the American people as the heroes that they need, not understanding that another cultic branch known as Illuminati and the head of the Illuminati, and I'm talking about the head and the spiritualist called Albert Pike, who said when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. Isn't that exactly what's being played out? And what's terrible about all this, friends, is you have the professed Christians propping this all up. And keep in mind, the professed Christians in this country don't even know the word. If you want to see the credibility of the professors in the buildings they call churches in America, we call them the children of the apostates, why don't you go look at the report card, culture. That is who's supporting Donald Trump. The professing church of America today is what's supporting Donald Trump. It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. If you look at Martin Niemöller, boy, I'm getting way ahead of myself, but we're going to keep going on this flow here. Martin Niemöller blamed the evangelicals during the time of Adolf Hitler and his evil rise. And he wrote a book when he got through what they call the Holocaust. He went into an intern camp for years. When he got out, he wrote a book, and he apologized to those that were genocided, and he blamed the church. And it's not the church. It's the church that Jesus Christ rebuked himself. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You know, it's interesting as well, folks, if you have not taken the time, somebody had sent this to me this morning, and it was those that are sitting on Joe Biden's board, and it is stacked with Jewish supporters, and I'm talking about the Israel of today, okay? And I'm telling you that the Israel of today are the children of God. Not geographically, demographically, whatever you want to call it, folks. We need to pay attention to the details. So why is this? Majority of House Democrats led by Jewish members unified behind President Biden's leadership in the Middle East. Isn't it interesting that what you call the right, they're the ones pushing for what the left supports? I thought there was a difference. No, there's no difference. And guess what's being completely ignored? The laws that the Lord has established. Isn't that common law? Isn't that interesting? They need special laws over in Israel, right? And in the process, American politicians are stifling free speech here in America. What does that have to do with what's going on over there in Israel? You know what? The bottom line is And Ben Franklin said this, and I want you to listen carefully because it perfectly applies to the point that we're going to make here. Isn't it interesting that when you look at what the narrative is, the government and the Mockingbird media's narrative, isn't it interesting in how telling it is that the American people are told who the bad guys are by the government and the mainstream media in hopes of driving their narrative without any resistance or protest from them that may know otherwise? Read Proverbs 18:17. Hey, folks, not everybody's as stupid as those that are supporting this. And look at all of the air support that they're getting through the networks that they own. It's all being pushed the same direction. And then what do you have? You have Donald Trump standing up, who's totally in support of Donald Trump and putting him back into power. The professed Christians. And it's a lack thereof, just like Martin Niemöller warned of. Concerning what's going on here in America, who put Hitler in power? The Christians did. And again, I want to make clear, I hate when people say that. They're not Christians. They're in agreement with what the Lord condemns. That means they're on the wrong side of the aisle. Their father's the devil, not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But I want you to listen to that again. I want to say it one more time. Isn't it interesting that the government and the Mockingbird mainstream media tell the American people who the bad guys are and who the good guys are? And more than that, we find out that those that they call the good guys are the bad guys. And look at all these unconstitutional wars only to find out who these people really were. They just stood in the way of their global order. They just stood in the way of their profits, military-industrial complex, corruption within the halls of government, so on and so forth. But they painted in your minds that they were a bunch of devils, when in fact the opposite is true. Americans, here's the deal. You better make sure that you're on the Lord's side. Because I'm telling you right now, these people, they can go ahead and do the things that they want to do, but if I have to stand alone and putting my feet upon the rock of the Word of God, I'm not moving, and I don't care if the whole country goes in support of that, because I'm not going to stand there on Judgment Day saying, Lord, well, everybody else went along with it, and the Lord's going to say to me, you know what? That's why you should have knew all the more as to why you shouldn't go that direction. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Revelation 21, starting verse 8. I'm not going to be a part of that lot because it's not good, especially when you can get behind a narcissist, a gossip, an absolute fool for a man. I've said this before and I want to say it again. It is absolutely amazing to me. I remember watching documentary after documentary. This went on for years and it still is. On all these world dictators. And I remember Benito Mussolini came out on the scene, and I thought, oh my gosh, how ignorant, blind, and deaf those people were that they couldn't see that devil for who he was. An arrogant, prideful devil is what he was. And he's paying the piper now, and he will for eternity because he made the choice. Matter of fact, he was the guy that rose his hands up to heaven and say publicly, he said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Has anybody ever seen his death pictures, how he was hung upside down? He was killed by his captors, and he was hung upside down, and he was beaten. His body was completely brutally beaten by his people that realized after the fact that he was the one responsible for all the bad things and the evil things that were taking place in his own country. Going back to the point of Benito Mussolini, what a joke! How anybody could have fell for that guy. Then came George W. Bush. And then I thought, whoa, we're catching up to Benito, aren't we? And then all of a sudden we catch up to Barack Obama. It's like, okay, come on, everybody, you got to see this clown for who he is. He's a foreigner. He's a sodomite. He's a liar. He's supporting America's sworn enemies. What else does the guy need to tell you? He's committing the act of treason. And I'm talking about his actions that speak louder than words. And I thought, my goodness, that is like that is the bottom of the barrel right there. It can't get much worse. And then here comes Donald Trump. Wow. Who was groomed in the mains under the watchful eye of the mainstream media for 30 years in a favorable light. Hey, folks, maybe sometimes it's a good idea for you to listen to your enemies, because sometimes they're blurting the truth out in their confusion as well. But I'm telling you right now, those that are calling him out for who he is, that they're exactly right. He is the absolute worst. And what's interesting, as the professors get behind him and support him, all the way of stifling more of their own free speech, this is the history of what dictators do. The very ones that support him, that dictator turns on him. Just go ahead and look to history, friends, because it's being repeated right in front of you. But when I played a video last week of Donald Trump in the face of the American people, talking about how we have to stop anti-Semitism, this, that, and the other thing, and then he says we need to bring forth the death penalty, said to myself, there it is right there. There's another flag that the American people, if you pass by that flag, you are going to get it. I know people think, well, it can't get any worse than Joe Biden. No, Joe Biden's dictated just like Donald Trump's dictated. They're all told what to do. That's why they're all pushing the same narrative. But if you think things are bad right now under Donald or under Joe Biden, just wait. Just wait. Apparently, you haven't taken the time to know history to understand that dangerous times, more dangerous times, are coming on the scene. Why? Because the Lord is hastening his judgments upon the people now. And he's allowing the dictators and the tyrant wannabes to do what they will as a form of judgment upon his disobedient people. We call them scripturally revolters, rebellious individuals. That's what they are. Okay? Let me go back to this. So you know this from yesterday's show. Make distinction when defending people regardless of religion, ethnicity, or race. Maybe it was 2 days ago that I highlighted this. Okay? And how others that were actually telling you the truth, saying that this anti-Semitism bill goes too far. Why? Because it violates Christian scripture. Well, throughout this article, I'm telling you to make distinction. I also highlighted the fact that there's a video that highlights what is going on over there in Israel. The third time I'm bringing this up, that in Israel right now that there are said legislators.
Moshe Gafni and Yaakov Asher introduced legislation last week making it illegal to share in conversation or produce content online, in print, or by mail. Their explanation of the bill emphasizes a warning to stop Christians in particular. The punishment? 1 year in prison or 2 years for sharing with someone under the age of 18.
And so with that said, do you think the said politicians that are ramming this through, this pre-planned crisis and passing these new hate crime legislative bills, as they call them, they're not legislative, they're policies and they undermine the Constitution, namely the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Do you think that the likes of Mike Johnson and Donald Trump jamming this through and then getting out there publicly and condemning anybody that speaks against the Israel that they're highlighting right now? Again, folks, people say to me, Bradley, do you support Israel? Absolutely, I support the Israel of God. I support his people. Absolutely. But in supporting his people, anybody with a bit of common sense is going to understand that we got to make distinction as to who we're supporting. That is all null and void in their conversation. They have the volume turned all the way down on making any points that you might make distinction and making your choice as to whom you're supporting. Nope, it's either support them or else. Donald calls for the death sentence for anybody that speaks against them. Why? Because of what Scripture says about it. Okay, well, this morning I got up thinking about this, and it's interesting, a big headline, U.S. Congress House passes bill to outlaw New Testament. That's exactly what it's aimed at. Why? Because they don't like the fact that they're the ones being accused, and I'm talking about those who are the children of the devil, said Jesus. Read Matthew 27, said Jesus, making distinction between those that were born of the Spirit and those that were born of the flesh, John 3:6. That's what I'm doing, is following his example, right? Well, in doing so, friends, they want you to support what they say and what they do, regardless if you know who they are or not. No. No, absolutely not. Federal law already prohibits anti-Semitic discrimination and harassment. This is all federally funded. Did you know this, Americans? Also wanted to let you know that H.R. 6090 is therefore not needed to protect against anti-Semitic discrimination. Why? Instead, because it would likely chill free speech of students on campuses. By incorrectly equating criticism of the Israeli government with anti-criticism. Boy, you got to ask the question, friends, who do your politicians work for? Because I can tell you it's not you. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so all of this anti-Semitism, all these what they call laws, which are an attack on your First Amendment as well, the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people, they're doing it again. And what they've defined anti-Semitism as... the claims of the Jews killing Jesus. This is classic anti-Semitism, which was sparked, or it sparked opposition from within. Okay, that's what it says. Okay, so wait a second. We're under attack over here by our politicians telling us to shut our mouths and agreeing with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can go ahead and fly a kite, dude, because that ain't going to happen. in Jesus' name, that is not going to happen. Okay? This is an attack on the church, is what it is. So they're playing the victim over there in Israel, and I'm talking about the bad ones, who are the children of the devil, make distinction. And if we dare make reference to the Word of God that calls them out for who they are, well, then your politicians over here want to shut you down by suppressing free speech. They don't have delegated authority from we the people to do so, period, okay? So let me just say this. Like it or not, it's true. The Jews of the day that sought the destruction of Jesus, not all of them, did not want to lose their place or their nation. Matter of fact, Pontius Pilate even said, that's how you pronounce it, the governor that delivered him up, the scripture even tells us that he knew that the Jews of the devil, read Revelation 3:9, delivered him out of envy. Okay, so it's all throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When you look at Matthew 27:20-26, what does it say? But the chief priests and the elders, who are those? Those were the ones that didn't want to lose their place or their nation. They were the ones that Pontius Pilate said were envious. That's why they wanted to destroy Jesus. Okay? They were the Jews that were of the devil, not of the Lord. Okay? But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas. He was one that was responsible for sedition and murder. So while they're asking Pontius Pilate to deliver up a seditious murderer, isn't it interesting at the same time they're committing the same act? This is what they do. This is who they are. Okay? They said, we want Barabbas. Pilate said unto him, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They say unto him, let him be crucified. And the governor said, why? What evil has he done? Speaking of Jesus. But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but rather a tumult was made, he's a people pleaser, he took water, washed his hands, that didn't fly, he ended up committing suicide after he was sent into exile, for those that didn't know, and he said as he's washing his hands before the multitude, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person, see ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be upon us and our children. Your politicians are saying that that is anti-Semitic. No, that is scripture. That is absolutely scriptural every step of the way. Then released Barabbas unto them, and when they had scourged Jesus, he delivered him up to be crucified. So, furthermore, does this lump all the Jewish people into the same lot of the guilty during this time era? No! You're always going to find the righteous in the unrighteous. You're always going to find the good in the evil. As a matter of fact, for you professed Christians, you are commanded by God in Ezekiel 44:23 to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defied. You do that all day long. You do that every step of your life. You make choices. You make judgment calls everywhere you go, everything you do. So this is what the government is saying, is if you dare make reference and accuse them of being the ones responsible for crucifying Jesus, well, we're not talking about all of them, but you're wanting us to say it's all of them. Why? Because you're aiming this at the church, and you all the well know it, don't you, Satan? Of course he does. And so do his little minions. They just don't know that they're going to end up paying the same price as their father, the devil. Okay? Of course, they know exactly what they're doing. But let me go to the other side of this. Was the apostles, question mark for you, were the apostles friends, were they Jews too? Yes, for the most part they were. And namely Peter, and in this case, after Jesus was crucified, it's interesting that he was sent by the Spirit of Christ to go back to those Jews in Acts 2:22 and 23 and tell them what? This is what Peter, the Jewish Peter, born again of the Spirit of God, preached on that day. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders, Hebrews 2:4, and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. In verse 32 through 33, what does it say? This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he shed forth this which you now see and hear. And finally, in verses 36 through 40, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Who are these Jews? These were the ones that were paying attention. These were the ones that were in the position to repent before God. So was it the whole lot? Absolutely not. Again, friends, let me revert back to 2 days ago. Make distinction. Peter was a Jew. Paul was a Jew. He's the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. That's who we support. Why? Because they are the Israel of God. Okay? Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, what did he say to them? He said, now when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Now, why is it that your American politicians didn't hold this in context like I just did? Because they know exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to go after and zero in and assail the Christians. And folks, here's the deal. At any given time, you want to have, I don't care if it was the President of the United States, someone on the Supreme Court, any branch of government, you want them on the show to contest with what I'm telling you. I will use the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6:12, as the word of God, to confront exactly what they know that they're doing. They didn't bring this in, friends, because they didn't want to bring it in. Because if they were truly saved, I'm telling you right now, and they all proclaim that they're Christians, the fact of the matter is if they were all proclaiming Christians, they'd be going back and saying to others that are advocating for what they're advocating through these anti-Semitic bills and saying to them, what? I thought you said you were a Christian. If you had the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't be doing this. You would be looking at Scripture in context, and therein lies the problem. People don't hold Scripture into context. They don't read the Bible for themselves, just like all those that are supporting Trump right now. They're not paying attention to the fruit on his wicked branches, 7:16 through 20. And I'm just here to tell you, folks, if you think things are bad now, just wait. Just wait. All of you silent professors that call yourself Christians, I can find nowhere in Scripture where you're supposed to shut your mouth. Just the exact opposite. You're called Protestants. You're supposed to protest what's going on out there in a lawful fashion. Why? Because the gates of hell shall not what? They will not prevail against the church. But what's happening? Look at this, folks. Congress, anti-Semitism bill, total disaster. It's not a disaster. They're not failing. They know exactly what they're doing. That is until they meet my Father. That is until they meet the God that they're confronting or assailing even now through his children. Hey, folks, the Bible is no mere book. It is a living creature with a power that conquers all that would oppose it. Who said that? A guy that had to learn the hard way. His name was Napoleon Bonaparte. And he wasn't the only one, friends. All throughout history, men have tried to sit in the seat of Christ. And the way they do that is they deceive the people. And when that happens, that is the end of that people. They will be judged severely and harshly. If you have not taken the time to read Fox's Book of Martyrs, friends, do so. If you have not taken the time to read 22, 18, and 19 of Revelation, do yourself a favor while you still can and do so.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.